If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Is it fair when women do this to men? And do you do it in your relationship? It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So I found like one of those advice columns online that used to be in the newspapers, but now they're like all over Reddit and all over the internet. Mm-hmm. And this woman wrote in. She said, my husband of a dozen years insists on wearing his hair parted in the middle. I hate it. I always have. I always will. I've asked him a number of times to wear it differently. He sometimes complies, but it usually always goes back to that blasted middle part. And while this is terribly shallow on my end, it is seriously impacting my perception of him. He'll step through the door and I have to avert my eyes as I find him seriously unattractive due to the way he wears his hair. I have tried to focus instead on his many great qualities as well as remember how it used to be when I did find him attractive. And I try to redirect my thoughts from the anger and disappointment I feel every time I see him, but it seems he just isn't willing to explore a look that would work for both of us. So how do I make the best of this stupid situation?
You deal with it. He's your husband and you love him and it's just a hair part. And maybe that makes him feel more comfortable.
Okay, first of all, before we get into it, the middle part is bad. That is bad.
Yeah. I can only think of one person that pulls it off and it's the guy Sawyer from Lost, like a really good looking guy that's got the long hair. But I mean, unless you look like him, chances are it's not going to.
But middle part aside, so if we're talking clothes, makeup, your hairstyle, whatever. Is it fair for someone to try and change their partner's appearance?
Never.
Never.
I deal with this all the time. Whenever we're going out, I always have to deal with Josie's commentary on what I'm wearing, what I should be wearing. I shouldn't wear this. I should wear this. It's my clothes. It's my wardrobe. I do have a sense of style, believe it or not.
Do you?
It may not be up to your par, but there's something there. And just leave me be. I mean, if you force me to wear something I don't want to wear, chances are I'm not going to be in any better of a mood. I'm doing it just to appease you.
Isn't it normal that you find things attractive and unattractive and that you want that sort of like spark to be lit in your relationship? Andy, what do you think?
Absolutely. You don't want to look bad for your significant others to the point where they're just not, you know, they're not attracted to you the same way that they should be. I think she's looking out for her husband's best interest here. I think she probably knows what's good and what's bad for him to a certain extent style-wise. I used to have this hair blown out. I look like a guy from Jersey Shore when I met Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And she put a stop to it. And looking back at pictures, she was right.
She was right about it.
She was way right.
Anyone should have put a stop to that. But isn't there a bit of a double standard? Like, I would never, and I have never told my girlfriend what she should wear. If she asks me my opinion, sure, I'll give it to you. But if we're going out, please, you know, do
I don't know if it's necessarily because she's a woman that seems less appropriate, but I think it works the other way around normally because I know in your situation, Josie is the more fashionable one. Like, she is better at that.
When it comes to female fashion, yes, but when it comes to guys,
when I thought about this, when I delved down like really deep, it is kind of crazy to say when you do this, you are less attractive. I can see how that could hurt someone's confidence,
right?
And how that could sort of weigh on them. That being said, I do it all the time. I've done it in relationships. I do it with you guys.
I do it with you guys
all of the time. Yeah. Do you hate it?
No, I like it and I appreciate it. And
you
it makes me think, oh, even if you're wrong, at least I can think, is she right? Does she have a point? And then I can at least think about
it. But I'm always right. Okay. We're filming a video the other day. Andy's like, let me put my hat on backwards for this.
I'm like,
no, you will not. I was like, but he looks, I didn't focus on that you don't look good with your hat on backwards. I said you look way hotter with your hat on front, right?
Yeah, it was a good, very positive spin.
It was a positive spin I don't like what you're wearing.
You fooled me well.
We've got Sharon on the line. Sharon, what do you think?
I think it's ridiculous.
Why?
You are in charge of yourself. You don't tell anybody else what to do. Like I said, like if somebody asks for your opinion, that's one thing. But to keep going to the point where you're saying, oh my God, I can't even look at him, stupid. I used to keep my hair short. I shaved it several times. And when I started growing out, I had neighbors and stuff say, oh my God, your hair looks so much better this way. I was tempted to shave it off again.
Really?
People kept telling me to grow it out.
But haven't you ever been in a relationship with somebody and they either dress or they do their hair a certain way and you're like, that really does it for me. You're into it. And then the opposite happens and you're like, I can't even. It's hard to look at you right now. I love you, but it's hard to look.
You know what? My ex, he always dressed his clothes like too big for him, for his body type.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, okay, you know what? That's him. He finally changed eventually and then we're not together anymore. But you know what? It was his thing.
You had to let him do it on his own.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, and I'm raising girls, and I don't want them to think that what everybody else thinks is what they have to do. They have to be their own person.
That's I get it. And Sam did have a point there. You know, if somebody, if one of you, if Andy came in and said he's trying to force Kelly to wear more makeup on the daily, I would be, I'd be offended by that, right?
Not a million years.
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
totally.
Thank you so much for chatting with us, Sharon, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too, have a great weekend.
We got this text from Dave. He said, the street does not go both ways. Told my wife her new haircut didn't look that great for my work Christmas party last year.
Oh.
Needless to say, I went solo.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Didn't go with him.
I would think, Dave.
At all. You know, the person who was giving the advice in this advice column was a psychologist, and she went in to say that oftentimes when you make people feel bad about their appearance, so let's say like it's you, Sam, and Josie, and she's not doing this, but let's say she's constantly like, I hate when you wear this, that sometimes you just feel like you can't win, so you do it on purpose. Like you actually, you continue to do what they find unattractive because you're like, okay, I'm not good enough, and it's sort of like your own little personal way of putting your foot down. So sometimes it can backfire.
Well, sometimes I wear things just to get under your skin because I know that you hate them.
You do?
Really? Just to get a rise
like
out
what?
Of you.
This guy wore,
I'm not going to say because I'm just going to know my secret.
This guy wore sweatpants for 5 weeks straight once. Like I had to intervene. Sam did.
Well, it is the season. Get ready to coming back.
I'll tell you the tip that my mom gave me growing up though. She always said like when they are wearing or doing something that you find attractive, so whether there's a man or woman in your life, just make sure you really talk it up at that point. Like I love when you wear your hair like that. You look so hot like that. Mm-hmm. And they're more likely to feel good about it and take that those sort of like positive words of affirmation and do it more often rather than focusing on that you don't look good when you do this.
The old sandwich effect.
Yeah.
I love it.
No sandwich effect.
Okay, no.
Just only focus on the positive. It's exactly what I did with Andy the other day. I said, you look great with your hat this way.
Haven't worn my hat backwards since. Never will.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Can you ever imagine telling a friend that you don't want their kid to come over to your place? Sam, what's going on this weekend?
Well, so I arranged a little shindig last week and sent out an invite to a few couple friends. Mm-hmm. And I got one RSVP back from a couple friends that said, great, the four of us will be glad to attend. And I'm thinking, well, I only invited two. Where are the other two? And sure enough, it's their two kids.
Their two kids.
They've got like, it's a 3.5 and a 1-year-old. And I mean, it's a little bit, how can I say this? I mean, it was never intended to be a kid-friendly evening.
So, okay, so what? This is a group of friends that you guys all sort of have all done your thing together for a long time.
Once in a while. We get together once a year, twice a year, maybe.
And this is just at your place, some drinks, some food,
whatever. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you don't want their kids there.
How do I politely tell them that the kids are not welcome?
You don't tell them. I don't think you get to tell them.
I probably should have specified it in the invite, but it was assumed because kids have never shown up. But I think that they think that their kids are at the age now where they're responsible enough that they can come out with their kids. And it was never.
Plus, times are changing, Sam. It's not going to be too long till you have like a little baby of your own.
That's right. No, I know. And I mean, I'm not really saying this selfishly. I know that other people are going to be uncomfortable with it, and they may not feel confident enough saying anything during the evening, so I'm trying to nip it in the bud here.
I would never be able to tell a friend your kid can't come, and I get it. I have a friend, when I go to visit family and friends in Halifax, she'll bring her daughter everywhere we go. Like we're in a bar, we're in not a club because she's not allowed in, but I'm sure if she could bring her kid to the club, she probably would bring her kid to the club.
Now, I mean, is that like a separation anxiety, or because a lot of times, like, I admire parents that are able to bring their toddlers out to social functions. It's great. I mean, instead of staying home and being reclusive, you take the kids out. But I mean,
no. For my friend, it's 100% separation anxiety. Absolutely.
I think you should tell them, actually, Sam, and I'll tell you why. If you put yourself in the shoes of the couple with the kids, wouldn't you want to know if by bringing your kids, you're ruining other people's nights? Wouldn't you want to know that and avoid that situation if possible?
I would think that my kids are as welcome as I am in my best friend's home, you know?
Yeah, but you've already specified that it's not a kid-friendly party.
Yeah.
So you're saying you would think your kid is welcome, but those other people's kids are not welcome in yours. You see what just happened
so
there?
So confused.
You see what just happened there? Everybody's kid is the most important to them, and everybody thinks their kid is not a burden.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but the evening doesn't have the same, doesn't have the same demeanor.
You want to swear. You want to say bad words or something.
You want to swear. You want to be a little rowdy a little bit, and you can't, when there's a child looking at you the whole night, it just changes the dynamic.
Okay, Kim Kieran, let's say I tell you, I love Shayla, your daughter. She's my favorite. You know that. But let's just say, and I would never do this, that I said, Shayla's not welcome. I didn't want Shayla to come over if I invited you over.
It happens, man. I'm either going to dig for a babysitter or I'm going to be like, whatever, man, Netflix and chill.
You're going to stay at home.
It depends on me if it's worth it for me to pay out for
Would you take it personally, though? Would you be like, there's something wrong with my kid? No, okay.
No. Okay. I would not take it personally, But a lot of people, like, you just got to get used to, like, people just show up with their kids.
People, at one point, you
just don't stop swearing.
That's the thing. Before you know it, I know that Sam, like, you and Josie are going to have a baby in April. And before you know it, all of your friends are going to have kids. And it's going to go without saying that they all show up, I think, right?
They're probably going to think, hey, look at me. I'm the cool dad that's able to bring his kid out, but everyone's secretly going to be talking behind my back. Right? Uh-huh.
He's cool. Josie's not going to let you bring the kid out.
For the kid's sake.
I find it interesting that Sam just announced that he and Josie are expecting a baby coming up in April, and that this has come up. We got a text from Sandra at 92925. She said, when my friend started having kids, it automatically switched my way of thinking. This little person just became a part of all of our future plans and events, and I think we need to accept that.
Oh, I mean, not everybody else is going to agree necessarily, but it's very nice of Sandra. This text says, the parent's reaction can be different if your message is said the right way. If it's an adults only evening, I have three kids myself, and I always ask before if the kids are invited or not. So maybe it's the people who are bringing their kids, it's their fault for not asking.
Yeah, and that echo is being sent, that sentiment's being echoed a lot on our text line about asking before, right? Never showing up unannounced, or at least making sure
I think if anything, though, maybe it was, because you didn't specifically say, like, you and your husband are invited
I didn't, I know, I think maybe it was on you
and there are multiple ways you can do that. You can say no children, just like flat out. You can say adults only, strictly no children, please. Please respect our wishes to not have your children here. An adult only affair, or this invitation is extended to adults only. I think that you should have put that disclaimer on there.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you can have the same amount of fun with kids in the room. You say what you want.
I don't know
about that. It's just not the same.
The thing is, okay, so at Oceaga this summer, I go to Oceaga every year. There'll always be a handful of people with their kids there.
Yeah.
And I think it's not the most common way of parenting, but you see that these parents really know what their kids are going to be exposed to and seem to be okay with it. That's been my experience. So I think it makes other people who don't necessarily parent that way more uncomfortable than the actual parent of the kids, because they're showing their kids a different perspective.
I guess, but the parents are never really indulging at Oceaga when their kids are, you know,
they're not having as much fun.
No, you haven't seen what I've seen at Oceaga. clearly, because Sam is indulging too much. That's why he hasn't seen it.
Yeah, true.
Peggy, what do you think of this?
Okay, I'm a teacher, and I don't want to be surrounded by kids when I go out. I'm with kids all day. That's part of my job. And I've said to people who are going to have things with kids, sorry, I'm not going.
Wow.
Or if I'm having something, I'm making it clear that it's just for adults. No.
So that's a different perspective. You're saying that the other people that Sam and Josie have invited over need to be thought of, that maybe they don't want the kids there.
Hmm. Yes, very much so.
Oh, I could be doing them a favor by telling them to leave the kids at home. Okay, I never thought of
that. Yeah, no, I don't enjoy it. I go into teacher mode. I go into job mode. When I go out, I want to go out and I want to be with adults.
Do you shy away from telling your friends why it is you don't want to be around kids?
Not at all.
Okay.
I tell them this is my job. I'm a very straight, honest person. A lot of people can't handle that, but it is what it is, right? Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't want to be around kids. Sorry. But I'm also 52. I'm not 35 anymore, right?
Mm. So you are my spirit animal. I love it. Thank you so much, Peggy.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Have a good day.
You too. So, Sam, what are you going to do? Are you going to tell them no kids at this point or what?
Just this time, I'll make an exception.
You're going to let the kids
come?
Time.
Just this one time. Yeah. It's too far. It's too far gone, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay.
But moving forward, I'll be very specific in the invites. Who's welcome? Who's not?
No kids, please. This text said, I can't wait until Nikki and Andy have plans next year to go out and have drinks, maybe have a party night out on the town, and Sam can't get a babysitter, and they have to tell him that he can't bring his kid.
He better not. He better not ruin our evening, Nikki.
That was going to be my excuse not to hang out with you guys.
You wish. You won't want to be there. He'll be there with a little baby on his belly.
That's right.
He never misses a night out.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
We have a complete stranger enter our studio. Our producer, Rob, has arranged it. Mm-hmm. They come in, they tell us an amazing story, and you can text your guesses as well at 92925. We have to decide whether they are lying or telling the truth.
Okay.
Ready to do this?
So ready.
Okay, so we've got somebody coming in to join us. So just slap the headphones on. If you could please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
Hi, my name is Greg, and I am Yuppie.
From the Habs.
Like I'm the big orange guy.
I'm nervous suddenly.
Okay. He's a celebrity.
That's it. He's a celebrity.
And this is more than I've said in 48 hours.
Wow. I don't know. know if Yuppie's allowed to reveal himself. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, we're about to find out. I know that it's so hot in that suit that they have to have like a rotating staff. How many people are on hand during any given game?
So we are three. Okay. I'm the main Yuppie. Okay. I do most of the home events when I can't make it or they need to have Yuppie in two places at one time. We do have two other people, a guy and a girl.
Now, you were of a taller stature. I'm going to guess 6'5", 6'7". Okay, there you go. Yeah. Now, does that mean that the other people that stand in the same costume have to be the same height as you?
Actually, close enough. Martin is about 6'2", and Stephanie is 5'11". She's quite tall. But they wanted people tall and statuesque.
What about your mannerisms, though? Like, you guys you have to act the same. Like, Yuppie always acts the same.
It's a full-time job. Yeah. I'm on site 3 times a week.
You have a full-time job with this. Okay.
With the Montreal Canadiens, yeah. So we do a lot of video shoots. Mm-hmm. We look at a lot of footage historically. Again, Yuppie's not as physically demanding as he was back in the Expos days, doing slides on the dugout and riding that 4x4.
Well, Yuppie's been aging, you know? The body changes.
40 years this year.
40 years. He looks great.
Congrats.
Well, thank you. I try to keep in shape.
Not anybody could be Yuppie. Did you have to try out? Did you have to go to Yuppie school?
There was an audition. I knew the PR guy. Just the mannerisms. I'm kind of goofy and it just worked out.
You ever allowed to take the Yuppie costume home, like wear it to a party on a Saturday night?
It stays at the Bell Center. I am not allowed. It's cleaned after every game.
What a fun party trick that would be, though. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Hey, this is ding dong.
How many Yuppie costumes do they have?
I've seen 4.
Okay.
They cycle them out every couple of years because they do get worn out, but there's 4 at the Bell Center on a regular basis.
You mentioned that they had to customize one to meet your stature. Isn't it jarring seeing a Yuppie that is larger than another, or are they the same size?
They're about the same size. There's a couple of inches because you have to be able to see through the mouth.
Okay.
Okay. What's the worst thing someone has done to you in the Yuppie costume?
Can we say this on the radio?
Go ahead.
I get punched in the nether regions quite regularly.
Are you serious?
By adults or kids?
Mostly kids.
mostly. And drunk men.
You do get grabbed and you kind of have to keep your composure. But I usually have a handler with me that will police people away. So it's good.
Was this a dream of yours when you were a kid? Did you always want to be Yuppie when you became an adult?
A friend of the family was a receptionist for the Expos, so we would get leftover box seats. We were Expos fanatics and would get close to Yuppie on the dugout. So, I mean, it's been kind of a...
Wow.
It's been kind of a joke. I was in sales for a long time and got out of sales and was looking for something completely different, was doing some freelance work. And
you found it.
this is how I met the PR guy, who was a friend of a friend, and he's like, we're auditioning for Yuppie. I'm like, really?
All right. So aside from being in the Bell Center all the time, like up front, close, center, watching the Habs lose, what else?
Hey.
Whoa.
Too early for shots fired.
Fighting words.
What other perks do you get as Yuppie? I love the Habs, by the way.
I travel to the All-Star Games.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been around the last few,
Mm-hmm. What about free food in the Desjardins section?
No, man.
No,
I got to fit in the suit.
There's a movement, heard about it last week, I think, that they're trying to get Yuppie into the Mascot Hall of Fame.
I know that there's one in the Baseball Hall of Fame. There's 3 mascot costumes. There's the Philly Fanatic, Yuppie, and the San Diego Chicken.
Okay.
The San Diego Chicken. Sure. So those 3 are in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
San Diego Chicken.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so I think we've ran out of time. We've asked enough questions at this point. They're all amazing. I could ask you a million questions, but his name is Greg. He is 6'7". He's a very tall guy, deep voice, and he alleges that he is Yuppie. He is the Yuppie. So many texts right now. You can take your guess at 92925. This says, don't know if he's telling the truth, but he has a sensual voice. It sounds sexy.
Ooh, Yuppie.
He's not lying about that.
He's got a good voice. He's like 6'7". He's so tall, too.
Yeah, he's got a deep voice. This text says, telling the truth 100%. All answers were flawless and very confident. Mm-hmm. It's true. He's a good storyteller.
This guy says he's a former salesperson, so obviously he's lying. Just based on
he
that.
Knows, he knows.
He knows how to talk to people.
He knows what salespeople do.
Exactly.
Apparently. All right. Okay. So I guess it's time for us to take our guesses. Thanks for playing along on our text line 92925. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. You're a bold-faced liar. Everything you said was great, and I'm just so stuck on the fact that you're here in the flesh telling us that you're Yuppie, but you're not in the costume. And I can't get past that. And I don't think, I just don't think mascots reveal themselves when they're not in the costume.
I thought it might have been a, like some sort of rule or law too.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I've never, does anybody know who the Philly Fanatic is or?
What did you say? The Springfield Chicken?
You know,
Springfield may have a chicken. Yeah.
I just can't see it. So for that reason and that reason alone, I'm going to say you're a liar.
I'll take my guess now. I'm going to say you're telling the truth just because, like, if you're not, you deserve that vote because it was, like, flawlessly executed and I'm buying it. Like Andy, I would like to know if there is a rule that the person who does play these mascots is allowed to reveal themselves. Yeah. I'm not aware of that. I'm not educated on that. So I'm just going to go with my gut. It doesn't always serve me, but I'm going to say that you're telling the truth and that we do actually have Yuppie here in studio right now.
Sam, just so you know, I am contractually obliged to not speak in costume. But I can speak out of costume.
Okay.
I don't know if that changes your
mind. Well, now you tell me.
No.
I just called a bold-faced liar. I have to protect my reputation.
Fair enough.
I've worked as a mascot.
Which
and
one? Springfield Chicken.
No, I was the Michelin man. I was the Scotiabank, I don't know, terrier.
I'd say I'm jealous, okay. But I've been Yuppie, so.
He's Yuppie.
Yeah, I'm not trying to upstage you. You are my idol right now, if you're telling the truth. You know, you had all the answers to the questions, and being a mascot and knowing what it's like it is not something that you can just pick up a book and read. It's something you have to live in, and we as mascots.
Oh, my God.
We're part of a brotherhood now.
Oh, my God.
I feel we bonded.
Until you sweat in that thing. So I'm going to say that you're telling the truth, and I think that little bit swayed me, the fact that you are contractually obliged to not say anything. So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you're telling the truth. Plus, I want to believe you. I want to be standing next to you.
I know, right?
Because if you are, we're taking a selfie right after.
Okay, so Andy says that Greg is lying. Sam and I both think that he's telling the truth and that he is, in fact, the Yuppie. Greg, the time has come. Would you please let us know, are you lying this morning or are you telling the truth?
I am not Yuppie.
Yes!
I'm lying.
Yes!
Congratulations. Well done.
Yes, 6 foot seven.
My sweaty palms will dictate that I've been lying the whole time.
You are sweaty. You're soaked.
Where do they find these liars?
All over.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
The same place where the guys I used to date came from, clearly. Wow. So, Greg, you're not Yuppie at all. What do you do?
I'm in product management. I work for an American-based company, and I travel the world.
Why are you such a great storyteller like that? Did not miss a beat.
He's a salesman. What are you saying? I
have kind of idolized Yuppie forever, but that's kind of a strange fetish thing we'll not talk about on the radio anymore.
So it still is your dream job one day.
Yeah, one day,
turn it down.
For sure.
Okay. Wow.
For one day.
So many mixed emotions. I'm so impressed with the talent that you have. I'm also so disappointed that you're not actually Yuppie. I was so excited to give you a
too.
Hug.
Yeah, we're not taking a selfie anymore, sorry.
Thank you so much for coming
All right,
this morning.
Have a great day. Thanks, guys.
What a great letdown.
It's
so disappointing.
Like I said, it's just the mixed emotions.
We all thought we were in the midst of a celebrity.
Greatness.
I've never loved and hated anyone so much at the same time. My whole entire life. People are shocked on our text line too at 92925. I know. Yeah, he was good. We'll be back next Friday with another To Tell the Truth. By the way, if you have a great story that you think you'd be great at telling on To Tell the Truth, you can always just text us. Just text our producer, Rob, at 92925. Yep. Obviously, don't say what the story is because we need to be in the dark about this. And you never know. You could end up on the show. It could be a lot of fun.
You could be Yuppie. Well, not anymore.
No, that one's been done.
That one's done.
Think of a better story.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.